Someone else who's pretty remarkable, a steadfast contributor to KUMD for lo these many years, our pal, educator, author, naturalist, and all-around good guy, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You hear me okay?
Yep, you sound like a million bucks.
I just had some interference with a helicopter going across. It's a helicopter that goes to the hospital.
Oh.
And every time it goes across, I usually think somebody's life is being saved. So that's always a good sign, I guess.
You bet.
Yes, you just said go to your phone and make a call. Well, I just am doing just that. We are not only in the midst of the pledge drive right now, we are in the midst of the annual autumn leaf drop. And every year, you know, we go through this color. It's just an incredible thing. You know, there are some things in nature that if we see once, we might be satisfied with. But there are some things that we want to see every year again and again. And the DNR from several states put out maps showing where is the best color at different times of the. They update it every week. And people go out and take a look, and we're never disappointed. It's just fascinating. Well, these colors are winding down now. There's still plenty of colors, and as I sit here in my backyard now, I can see lots of it. But the leaves are falling. And usually every year between the 10th and the 20th of October is when we experience the really big leaf drop. And usually it needs a little encouragement, whether it be wind or rain or even snow, but it needs a little encouragement for the leaves to fall. But it's nevertheless, it's quite a fascinating thing to see. The colors are mostly bright early in the season, early in the colorful time of autumn leaves in September. And that's when most of the reds are. The reds are red maples and the reds of red oaks and sumac and Virginia creeper and so forth are more toward the beginning. Once we get to this time, I was looking at a sumac tree this morning that has nearly dropped all of its leaf. I've got a big red maple in the yard that has only got a couple leaves still left on it. So once we get that, then it's from here, it's a little bit different phase. I think the next one that we see is the aspen. The aspen are a little bit slower to turn color, and when they do, usually it's after the 1st of October, they get very bright yellow and orange and gold, and they take up huge areas. They are a cloning plant, so they'll grow in big clumps. And it's not unusual with the abundance of aspen that we have in the area to go by sections that are just all yellow gold at this time of the aspen. Then we move on to after about the 20th or so, we move on to phase three. Phase three is the tamaracks. And tamaracks just really put on a terrific show from the swamps. Anybody driving down some of our roads that we have in the area that are surrounded by swamps, and we have lots of them, I would suggest slow down your speed and just plain take a look. They are just outstanding, and the color will often linger till around the 25th or so of October. It's almost as if the tamarack trees are telling the other trees, you want to see a colorful show, huh? All right, well, watch this. And they put on quite a beautiful show. There are a few trees, however, that don't turn color until later. And I have seen years where we have very colorful trees, especially silver maples and weeping willows, very brightly gold in the first week of November. So we've still got plenty of color, but we are now definitely in the midst of the leaf drop. And anybody with a yard and a rake is very familiar with that. We're also at nearly approaching the full moon phase. We are now down to only 11 hours of daylight every day, followed by 13 hours of darkness. The darkness seems to bother a lot of people, but I think it's just another aspect of nature, and it's quite beautiful. We have in the evening, we have Venus being very bright, but it sets pretty quickly, and then we have Mars and Saturn also showing up in the evening. And then we have a number of critter things going on. This is, migration is still happening. The really big numbers at Hawk Ridge, we're not going to see those, but there's still plenty of raptor migration, sharp-shinned hawks, bald eagles, turkey vultures, harriers, and red-tailed hawks. They're all coming across, as well as a few more. So it's still plenty of migration. There's the geese and ducks that are migrating through. But I have been watching this week, I have been watching a lot of the songbirds. Yesterday, I was biking along one of the trails in the area here, and there was a huge flock of blackbirds. Most of them were grackles, but in the midst of them, there were a few others, red-winged blackbirds, brewer blackbirds, and rusty blackbirds. And this is the way they move south. They congregate, they feed, and then eventually they move on. One year, that congregation and feeding happened on my bird feeder, and they just wiped it out within a day. The whole flock did. Also, in addition to that, there's lots and lots of sparrows. Seven kinds of sparrows I've seen just by walking around here, and that's not unusual. This is the time of year for the variety of sparrows. The ones we see the most are the gray ones called juncals, or the white-throat sparrows, song sparrows, fox sparrows. They're the ones that we're most likely to see, but we get a closer look. There are other kinds out there, too. And then there are thrushes and robins and blue jays that are all migrating as well, and I still have a yard full of warblers. I saw them again this morning, but the yellow rumped warblers still hanging around. The biggest surprise of bird migration that I saw this week was on October 10, I saw a nighthawk. Usually nighthawks are gone by a month before that, but this is a very late one. In addition to that, I was watching the big brown bats at the time I saw the nighthawk, and the big brown bats are still active right now. Meanwhile, the chipmunks in the yard are not. I'm not surprised that the chipmunks would go off to sleep, but this seems like a little bit early, and especially since October so far has been warmer than normal. Other critters going off to sleep, I saw both the garter snake and the red-bellied snake this week wandering off the place to sleep. Found a green tree frog, or actually it's more of a gray tree frog. I found it in the garden, and that was the same thing, looking for a place to spend the winter, digging down into the soil. I saw painted turtles yesterday out basking in the sun. Their winter is done a little bit differently, but they want to take advantage of the sunlight for as long as they can. In addition to that, it's not too late to see some butterflies. As recently as October 10, I saw a monarch still in migration. The spider webs are pretty much gone right now of the big circular orb ones. I think if we had some mild days, we might see them again, but not too much. The other type, however, are still seen. And on October 9, that was the chilliest morning we've had so far, where the weather service got down to 30 degrees, and there was plenty of frost. I saw frost on a couple of the spider webs. The weather service also recorded on the 12th the first trace of snow for the season. It's interesting, we had the coldest day of the month so far on the 9th of 30 degrees, followed by the warmest on the next day. So plenty of those things going on. And of course, there are more. There is not too late to find some mushrooms. I took a walk just the day before yesterday in the woods, and that was my goal, just to see if I could find some mushrooms. And sure enough, I did. And then yesterday, I found some more. So there are still some mushrooms out there as well. So yes, October keeps on moving along, and it is just, it's one of these months where you just have to keep your eyes open, because there's something different every day, and it's just spectacular. And if you're not outside getting a look, then you can be inside listening to KUMD.
So, well, okay. Thanks so much, Larry. It's always a treat to talk with you, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac. He's an author, an educator, a naturalist, and just a really smart guy.